These granola bars are crunchy, and it's fine, but I think I prefer a chewy granola bar, you know? I don't have any of those. I have Pop-Tarts in here. I just make this can of chili, start the morning off right, get the day going. These granola bars make a mess. There's crumbs everywhere. This thing is still connected to Wi-Fi, so I'm going to drop it off of Wi-Fi, and you'll probably lose me for a little bit. Hold tight. I'll go get my... Eating granola bars in the car is a good idea, but these ones are so messy that I don't want to get granola bar crumbs all over my car. So, I try to eat those before I get in the car. Bird on my mailbox. No, that's not drug code. It's just a bird hanging out on top of my mailbox, which explains why the paint on the top of my mailbox is all scratched off and there is bird shit there, oftentimes.
I count six shots. Gussing at the bando. A nigga jury real metal like a candle. I went from red to riches to a picture with you.
Yo, what happened to peace? Yo, what happened to peace? Peace. don't open bird mail, it's just flyers. That, well, okay. That's, all right. It's a good bit of business this early in the morning. Nice work. Garage door is closed. Okay.
The night can Hey, I know what you need.
Backspin, baby.
Peter Moore said about gamers. No. No, I did not. Did he say, without them we'd be nowhere? Did he say, oh God, I hope they keep buying our games, because without them we're doomed? Or did he say, like, ah, they're never happy with anything, but they keep coming back, which is also probably true. Fool. I did not see what Peter Moore said. If you guys pasted it in there, I did not catch it, so I don't know. Tell us that the call of Bridget, her man's a bitch. Does she get friends? Yo, I can dig it. Here's the 40 guy in the Grand Cherokee seems intent on keeping pace with me as we race towards the next stop sign. Has to embrace change. We can't be music. Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, and you know, people are obviously very resistant to change. That's not something with people to play games. That's all people, always, all everywhere. They fear change. They get set into a routine and get all like, oh, if you make changes to it. So, the key to making change work, the key to embracing change and making it accepted by your customers and stuff is to like make sure that it's really better and to have a vision in place, and you know, have a track record of doing right by those people. EA doesn't have that track record. You know, this is the same EA that had the Mass Effect ending and Dungeon Keeper, and you know, just like this one thing after another of just like, ah, you guys, Battlefield and stuff like that. And they don't have a trustworthy track record right now. So if EA would be out there saying like, we're leading the industry with new changes, and be like, oh, like, what are you bolting fucking more microtransactions on your game? Like, that would be the... It's easy to get cynical about the changes EA would be making because they don't have the... They don't have credit. I don't think they have credibility right now, and that sort of thing. And that's the thing, it's like, you know, microtransactions aren't inherently evil. There are some people that feel that way, and it's that's really narrow-minded, and that's being, like, ignorantly resistant to change. And the way games are changing, and the way the people that play them are changing, and all that sort of stuff, you know. If you look at the MOBA scene, look at League, and you look at Dota, and you look at what they're doing and how they're doing it, coming up with new ways to make money and run a business while also developing like intensely rabid fan bases that really enjoy the thing that's being made, you know. But not every game is like, it's not possible to like build every type of game with those types of microtransactions in mind, and that type of longevity and player loyalty and all that sort of stuff. Like, you know, no one's going to get that way about, like, a single-player story-driven game, you know? No one's looking at, like, Dragon Age and going, like, man, if only this was, like, free-to-play, and, like, that, like, that'd be a really fucked up way to ruin Dragon Age. That kind of just gets back to, like, the larger discussion about that happened years ago and kind of got written off, and everyone got really freaked out of just, like, you know, why would a company make a single-player game in this day and age? And then it was centered around a lot of hand-wringing over used games of just, like, you know, you make a single-player 12-hour experience or 20 hours, whatever it is, you're just going to get people that buy the game, keep it for that many hours, and then sell it back. So, let's inject a bunch of bullshit multiplayer into all these games, because that's the solution. Make a mode that no one wants to actually play. And then that didn't work out, because it turns out no one wants to play half-assed multiplayer modes. Leaves, you know, like a company like EA kind of stuck in the middle. With the types of games that they make traditionally, like, it's hard for them to really, like, make money on top of money. You know, it's hard for them. Like, they haven't been particularly successful in free-to-play stuff. Like, that hasn't, you know, like that Warhammer game that they put out in Cannes. You know, Ultima and Dungeon Keeper both got fucking eaten alive. I guess they did that Battlefield game. They did Need for Speed World, which I didn't really hear a lot of people talking about in Game of the World, but they invested in technology and try to develop that stuff in a way that looks really good. And that's the sort of stuff that, you know, their budgets afford. And if you're making a free-to-play game, like, you don't always have that money up front. Or most of the companies that seem to be going into free-to-play and getting into free-to-play and doing free-to-play extensively, most of those games don't look great. I don't really know what Peter Moore is saying in this specific case, because I'm driving a car and not looking at my iPad. I wonder if, like, customer expectations of what they would get out of a free-to-play game and what their money gets them are, is, like, out of whack, you know? Because, like, I look at stuff like, you know, like, I like Marvel Heroes. I kind of have been continuing to play it. And, you know, I kind of look at that model of, like, they're selling characters and doing all this sort of stuff. Like, you know, how much money do they want to get out of a player how frequently do they need to get that money out of each player, kind of generally speaking, in order for that to be a business that they can continue running. You know, like, you can look at it from, like, from kind of our point of view as people that are playing a game like that. Like, it's great. You're like, oh, you know, I put in $5 and that's it. Done. But, like, they have to run servers. They have to do maintenance. They have to keep people employed. They have, you know, like, what are their costs? And you know, on some level, like, who cares? We just want games to be good. End of story. But... like, what do they have to do to make, to break even and make money, you know, with something like that? How many players have to play every day? Like, what's, you know, at some point they probably can break it down to, like, well, you know, X percent of players spend roughly this amount of money over this course of time. You know, it's like, oh, we have 1 million players every day that we know that, you know, 10% of them are going to spend some amount of money, and generally speaking, they spend this much. So we get about this much per day, or, you know, whatever. Like, how do you build that? And with Marvel Heroes, they, you know, they did a lot of stuff where they, they started, you know, adding a couple of things that change kind of, you know, as you have multiple characters. So it's like, oh, you know, if you level this character up, you'll get a bonus to this stuff with another character, with every other character. So, hey, you should play it again with another guy. But, like, the game's not necessarily unique enough to really want to max level multiple characters or every character. Like, you'd have to, like, that content gets to be kind of a grind. It's not, it doesn't hold up to multiple playthroughs all that well. It's pretty straightforward. It's not that difficult. It's, you know, but if you're the player that, of the age group where you have more time than money, then great. You're like, fucking whatever. And then, you know, you level a character up to max, and then you go bug your parents for another $5, and they're like, ah, it's $5. Who cares? Shut up, kid. Here, take the $5. Get away. Stop talking. Oh, God, I hate you, child of mine. You know, all that stuff. I think that's the model they're kind of, like, hoping to rely on, I guess. I know for me, like, the line I don't like crossing in any game, you know, free-to-play, like, whatever, microtransaction-based stuff, is spending money on limited-use items, or, like, spending money on, like, digital goods that are, like, consumables, you know? Like, oh, this is a 7-day boost to this and this, or, you know, hey, like, I remember, I think one of the first free-to-play games I ever played, maybe not the first, but probably the first one that I played at length, I think I may have reviewed it, was this street basketball game that I think Sierra put out or something. And it might have been, it wouldn't have been called Street Hoops. That's that Neo Geo game. But, anyway, it was some fucking weird PC basketball game, and it was janky as fuck, and, you know, like, not that fun to play. Um, And they did shit like sold shoes out for like, you know, 7 days. It'd be like, oh, buy these shoes and you'll have them for 7 days. And then it's like 7 days whether you're playing or not. And fuck that. That's terrible. I can't stand that. Anything that requires like maintenance of like, you know, oh, I need to like put more money in my account to maintain the special armor and goods I'm wearing. Like, no, that, nuh-uh, no, no way. Like, that's a bad feeling every time you do it. And I feel like that's bad business. I mean, there's probably some game out there now that does it, that does really well, that would say, fuck you, you're wrong. But I look at it as just like, if I'm going to spend money on something, I want it. Period. Done. Like, if you want me to buy a character, if you want me to buy a plane, a tank, you know, just like something, like, give me that shit. End of fucking story. But otherwise, you know, the process becomes like, well, that ran out, but I want to keep playing, and I like using this thing, so now I need to, like, refill it like a gas tank. And, like, that is the quickest way to get someone to realize, like, I am fucking wasting money on bullshit. Because I put money into this thing, and now that stuff is gone. I mean, that's for me, you know, like I said, I'm sure there's some game out there that I'm just not, have not played that does that and probably makes good money doing it, but like, for me, that's the quickest way for me to just go, nope, not interested in this game, is to fill it full of, like, that sort of stuff. You know, if they're going to offer, like, boosts. Like, what Dungeon Keeper had, like, for 7 days, you will get more resources out of stuff. That's more like, you know, like, a boost is something you can kind of wrap your mind around as, like, a temporary thing. And you look at it, I always look at that and go, like, I mean, that's not really something I'm interested in, but okay. But, like, the stuff where it's, like, here is an item, here's a thing, and you can use it, but now it's gone. And that's, you know, ultimately, it's kind of a semantically, you know, it's kind of a fine line, I guess. I think that shit sucks. I hate that stuff. Because that just feels like a huge waste of money to me. That just feels like I definitely don't want to do that. Sucks when, you know, it's like, the obviously everyone, you know, a lot of people making games and selling games, they're trying to make money, they're trying to keep people employed and stay in business and, you know, keep a roof over their head and feed their family, you know, it's like there's that aspect of this, and that's fine, I don't begrudge them that, but it's a shame when a business model of a game has to be at odds with playing the game, and it shouldn't be that way. But at the same time, like, I can't sit here and say that, like, here's the perfect way that all free-to-play games should work. And here you go, problem solved. Like that, you know. Or here's the ultimate business model for all video games. They should all follow this. Sell it for this amount of money and bolt on this amount of stuff, you know, or whatever it is. I guess, like, that's the frustrating thing, is, like, you know, we're in the middle of such a weird... We're still in the middle of such a weird time with, like, the business surrounding games. And you know, what games are, you know, the games coming in different sizes and shapes and stuff like that to a point where you're like, well, yeah, this can't cost $60. It's not worth that much. You know, it should be a free-to-play game. It should be... should be this and that, you know? But not every game can be a $15 downloadable. Not every game can be a $60 retail game. And, you know, like, for these games that are kind of ongoing services and stuff like that, like, that stuff costs fucking money to run. And just because in the past, companies were willing to kind of eat those costs in exchange for retail sales, like, retail sales might not be there. And might not be enough as, you know, as plans for online games get more and more ambitious and expensive to run. So it's always a little depressing. You know, I used to be this way, so I guess I get it on some level, but it's still, like, depressing these days to see some people just, like, get super knee-jerkish about anything free-to-play. Just go, well, fuck that! Like, well, alright, fine. Like, they're ruining video games! Like, well, no. I mean, not really. Also, like, you know, eventually there's gonna be that tipping point, that generation shift. And, you know, there's a group of kids that are growing up with this sort of free-to-play stuff right now that don't think it's weird, that don't think it's, you know, a change. They just go like, oh, this is kind of how it is with some of this stuff. For better or worse, like, that stuff's going to only gain more acceptance as time goes on. It's sort of inevitable. For me, the depressing part is when, you know, like, you come across a game that you actually, like, kind of like, you know, mechanically or whatever, and then, you know, every single point where they want you to spend money on stuff is just, like, bungled in the worst way possible, and you're just like, man, fuck you. Like, just, where they've just, like, destroyed a game with where they put money hooks, where they put the roadblocks. I've been messing around with Trials Fusion, which is the free Trials game on iPad. And I don't know why. I don't think it's especially elegantly done. I think that every single, like, upgrade point and parts, you know, the way they handle the bike upgrades and the way they handle, you know, it's got energy, it's just, it's like every single fucking spot where they could go, like, you should buy some boosts, or you should buy some gems, or maybe buy some coins, or hey, you should get them all, and, you know, and don't you want some additional paint jobs for your bikes? That'll cost some gems, you should buy some more gems. Hey, this random prize wheel spun, and you didn't get the thing you need to continue in the game. Do you want to, like, use some gems to spin it again, and then maybe it'll randomly work out for you that time? Like, it's just fucked. Like, it's fascinating to look at. Like, I kind of stuck with it, just, like, here and there, just load it up, do a couple of races, and then get away from it. And I have not put any money into it, and I do not think I will, because nothing... There's nothing in that game that's good enough and valuable enough that I feel like it's worth it, you know? Like, it's just something that, like, seems like a frivolous waste of time. But at the same time, like, I've probably, at this point, just because, you know, it's something you can kind of load up and do one race and then get out of and move away from. Like, I've probably played just as much Trials Fusion as I have of Trials whatever the new Trials is called. Fusion. Trials Fusion. No. That's the... The PlayStation Trials. Charles Freestyle, that's the one. Yep. No. It's Trials Fusion on consoles and PC, and then it's Trials Frontier, I think. For iOS. Right? Whatever. Anyway. Who cares? And they built in hooks between the two games, like Injustice did, to unlock a costume, but then it's kind of fucked up, because it's like, get gold medals in these tracks in both games to get it, and like, Trials Frontier is built in a way that like, the fucking, I'm convinced the bikes you get at the outset are not fast enough to get gold medals on the tracks. Still have a lot of bronzes and silvers and tracks in that game. Because you gotta spin the wheel and hope you get the right upgrade parts, and then have enough coins to also pay for the upgrade, and the more parts you have, the fewer coins you need to spend. But it's just like 9 different money systems coming together. Yeah, that thing's a mess. Which is a shame, because like the core part where you play it is like pretty okay. Like the trials mechanics, it's not as precise as you get on a real controller, obviously, but they built the tracks with the touchscreen in mind, and it's an enjoyable little thing. And
imagine how I feel to watch another nigga at the top. You know that if it wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dog.
really foggy today. Like, I gotta turn on my windshield wipers because I am misted up over here. My windshield wipers were not turned on. For the you know, dampness sensing sensors were not activated. There. Now, as my window mists up, the car goes like, dude, it's misted up. I got this. I'm gonna handle this. And I'm like, word? It's like, word. Van is getting pushed off of the bridge by a tow truck. Like, just bumper to bumper, like, you know, like, soft bumper of the bridge truck up against the van is just straight up pushing it off. This is really weird. It's really weird. It's always really weird. This is the number one song, huh? This Kate Campbell little boozy classic. I was worried the traffic was going to be all jacked up today. It's like first day back after, you know, long weekend. Sometimes, I don't know, like people forget how to drive, or I don't know what happens, but sometimes it can be real screwed up, but it was actually a pretty good shot. And yesterday, though, like, it must have been, like, just ridiculous end-of-the-weekend traffic. Like, way worse because of the holiday and stuff. Like, you know, I'm, like, 40 miles north of San Francisco, and, like, traffic was just at a dead stop going south up where I was, like, all day. Like, I went out yesterday a couple of times and, you know, drove over overpasses and got looks at the freeway. I was like, man, fuck that. It was crazy. Just jammed up. Because people are driving up, like, Healdsburg and stuff like that, where it's all bed and breakfasty and all that sort of shit up there. So I think people just go up there for like their long weekends or whatever. They got their summer home, whatever bullshit. Fucking bullshit people are into. Drive up there. And so traffic was just fucking destroyed the whole time. It was just, ugh. Here's Drake with another inspirational individual tale of excellence. Wanted to make a left turn in front of me, so I allowed it. I figured, you know, why not? Do you think Kleenex, owners of the Cottonelle brand of toilet paper, paid Drake to reference their fine brand of ass products in his hot rap song? Oh, we're getting crushed out there by the Charmin guys. We gotta figure out some way to pull ahead and some kind of new way to get people talking about Cottonelle, man. We're just getting fucked up out there. It's like, we need people to, like, realize that this is, like, a luxury experience compared to the bullshit Charmin shit they're used to. Well, guys, when I think luxury, I think Canada's finest, Drake. Maybe we could pay him to mention us in a song or something? Seems to work for cars and alcohol.
Still gotta pull out. That's just me, and I ain't perfect. I ain't the same, but I ain't. is the biggest boss in the game, Ricky Rose.
I won't go on and die, so I'm the fresh David Koresh.
And it goes down on the foundation.
Just say that he's the fresh David Koresh. Yes. The middle of the song. It's the only parts worth listening to. Fire department, ambulance. They're all flipping out because they know I'm moving that dope. They know that the dope is being moved. I like their gunshots. I like the way they employ the gunshots in this song. It's like, oh, and by the way, and I'm also selling drugs. Guns. Remember, this song has it all. What's not to like?
Never sleep, finna let it rip in this bitch. Pussy's dropping, niggas dropping, pop, dropping, pussy's
I feel like this game this song gets off message. It's like they're very focused on the hoes and hella hoes. And I'm selling dope. Also, I have a gun now. You should follow me. Stay updated on Twitter. End up selling dope. And I just bought a chopper. And now here's some gunshot noises. So here's the dumb thing this station does. Is on Monday mornings they replay like whatever their top 10 countdown thing is. And then once they're done with that, they immediately play songs from it. Like this was like number 2 on the countdown. Like 20 minutes ago. Shout out to the bitches I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keeps scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm well. Yeah, the 6 ain't friendly, but it's where I lay up. This shit a motherfucking lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Who the fuck them niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably start a hit, boy, cause I got all that. Are you saying that everyone in OVO has diarrhea? That's what I'm hearing. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers pay my bill shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Eco basement, putting working on the phones. Either that or drop the money more to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works, and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch this shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. Not enough gunshots as percussion in on this track. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like go for us, run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean you already wrote for us. Damn nigga, what's wrong? Oh lord, who else sounded like this? They ain't made me what I am, they just found me like this. I was ready. Fuck that, I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he would come into the house to get me. He ain't show. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Real fucking quick, nigga.
Whole squad on that real shit. Yeah. The other night, Lavish Lee told me that I'm all these people listen to. She said they love me unconditional. Imagine how I feel to watch another nigga at the top. You know that if you wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dog. Damn. Okay, from that perspective, I see what you're talking about. No way to soften that. Cause me, I was trying to find out where I lost him at. But maybe I ain't lose him at all. Maybe I keep moving forward and they just stagnant. They ain't moving at all. But when they need a favor, who do they call? Maybe I'm searching for the problems, asking what was said and who was involved. Too focused on people's feedback and proving them wrong. They say the shoe can always fit no matter who for the song. These days feel like I'm squeezing in them. Whoever won before just wasn't thinking big enough. I'm about to leave them with them. Cause if I run the game in these, man, the seams are splitting. No pun intended, but they smelling defeat in the air. Headed where nobody took it, who meeting me there? They tell him that he talking crazy, but he doesn't care. Being humble don't work as well as being aware. Listen up, boy, you better all eavesdropping. We already got spring 2015 popping. P&D dropping, reps of P dropping. Magic Jordan dropping, Oki dropping, not to mention me dropping. Feel like we paid the refs off, man, we fixed the game. Me and Noel been at it before Twitter names. Yeah, been on the move like the lease is up.
It's not really that impressive to say that you've been doing this since before Twitter existed. I was in the past tense. Ask yourself, how do we match up now? Because I'm only 27 and I'm only getting better. If I haven't passed you yet, watch me catch up now, for real. I guess someday that'll be impressive. Like, I've been rapping since before Twitter usernames. I'm like, oh, whoa, shit. Right now, it's like, ah, that's so, like, what, 7 years? I guess that's okay. Do some stuff. You guys have a good Monday, right? I'll see you later.